Welcome everyone for another episode of On.net. On our identity series today, we have Matthew Henderson from the Azure Functions team to talk to us about the new Easy Auth or authentication features for web apps and functions. Join us. Welcome everyone, another show on On.net, and we are focusing on identity still with me, and today I have my amazing good friend Matthew Henderson, who is here to talk to us about nothing other than Easy Auth. Now, yeah. Matt, what do you do? Tell us.
Well, apparently Easy Auth. No, I do a couple of...
That was easy.
Yeah. Simple enough. But I'm a PM on the Azure Functions team. I focus on some security and identity features, some of our extensibility pieces, a couple different things.
Okay. And I think Easy Auth has been part of the work that you've been doing, but I know that identity can be a tricky subject for many developers, and sometimes they don't even want to know how things work. And I think that's where Easy Auth comes, right? Being able to add authentication easily. Like, can you explain a little bit about what it does and how it works?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of apps need to log in users, simple enough. But the fact of the matter is, even though we've got all these, you know, great, you know, frameworks for how we actually do that, there's still plenty of, you know, some assembly required. There's still plenty of things to be concerned that you're doing properly. And, you know, even if you take the time to do it, you know, making sure that you've done it well, that's something that certain teams, you know, I mean, that can be a large cost or source of anxiety. And especially if you're in like early phases trying to prototype something, get it together, or, you know, even if you're just trying to do it for the purposes of, well, hey, we haven't launched yet. We just want to make sure that we can, you know, share something that's, you know, in preview to our internal team.
Yeah.
Those types of things, we don't want that to be getting in the way of you actually building your application. And so that's sort of why a feature like this exists. And, you know, at the end of the day, all it really is a saying, hey, we'll set up sort of a, you know, basic authentication, you know, filter, you know, some sort of validation layer in front of your web apps.
And so it becomes like a gatekeeper. So before people can even access the app, they have to authenticate first, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that applies to, you know, I said web apps, but it also applies to, you know, APIs that you're putting in sort of, you know, either functions or web apps, you know, in Azure. So it makes it just a little bit easier to get going at the very least. It's not the only solution though, right? You can always use your favorite frameworks and libraries. In a lot of cases, that's actually going to maybe give you more flexibility, right?
Okay.
Just because you have a little bit more control, you can align it better with the actual code that you're writing that might use that identity. There are some things that we can talk about around, you know, their Microsoft Identity Web actually integrates with this feature. So if you're logging in users through sort of this you know, gateway layer, then you'll actually be able to have like a hydrated principle that your code can start leveraging.
Nice. And I think even if you don't do that, there are endpoints behind Easy Auth that allow you to go and request tokens, right? So let's say you start with Easy Auth, it is a gatekeeper, and then you don't have to bring a library. You can actually call those endpoints yourself and then get some token with some claims you can work with, right?
Right. And, you know, even before that, some basic information we actually inject as headers. So our goal is, you know, for just the basic, hey, I'm saying this app needs authentication and we're restricting access, no code changes, right? I can just say the entire, you know, development slot where we're staging all of our changes, you know, nobody can get in unless they're part of the team. But then, you know, public can do whatever.
Nice. And what kind of accounts can we manage with Easy Auth?
Right. So we've been talking mostly in the context of just sort of like, you know, I mentioned a team or something like that.
Yeah.
So certainly we have Azure Active Directory and Microsoft provider in general. There's also social providers, right? So Facebook, Twitter, Google, there's support that you won't actually see in the experience of the product today, but it is there at the API layer. We just haven't gotten into the UI for Apple, signing with Apple, GitHub as well. And there's also, you can use anything that's an OpenID Connect provider, as long as you can provide us with the core metadata for that.
Okay.
We can go ahead and you know, start redirecting logins there, get tokens, all that good stuff.
Nice. So as a developer, I can develop an app. I don't have to bring any authentication libraries, publish it to Azure, and then through EasyAuth. Are we allowed to call it EasyAuth, or do we?
Technically, that's not the name.
it's authentication authorization, right?
Well, now we've even just shortened it to just authentication because too many words on screen. But technically, there are some authorization capabilities in there. Just they're fairly light, so it didn't feel like a major loss. Sure. It's mostly about the authentication. Get the users logged in, and the decision around whether or not we allow access is primarily, are you logged in?
Sure.
Now that's changing. We're going to be adding some stuff to give you a little bit more granularity there.
I like
it. But it may not be, you know, the fullness of what your application might need, right?
Okay.
People have all sorts of, you know, rules that they sometimes have to code in for, you know, who's actually allowed to get to this specific endpoint and that sort of thing.
Correct. Yeah. Different roles, different claims, different scopes and what have you. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a demo for us?
Sure. Let's pop on over to the Azure portal.
Let's do this.
So I just, you know, created a quick web app.
Okay.
You know, deployed like the most basic, hey, you want to make a web app in DS here, deploy it to Azure. So if we actually go and check authentication, you'll actually notice there's two options. There's authentication and authentication classic. So classic is what we folks may be familiar with before if they're aware of this feature. So formerly named authentication authorization, as you mentioned, authentication is the newer version of it, which just packages things up a little bit better and gives us some nicer capabilities in the API layer. It allows us to bring in things like OpenID Connect, although that won't be present. So first things first, we have to create an identity provider.
Okay.
And so we have, you know, our options that we discussed. Like I mentioned, a few aren't surfaced here yet, but we're going to pick Microsoft just because we actually can set up the registration for you. I think this is one of the things that also, you know, causes some stumbling blocks for people is, you know, in order to do these sorts of federated identities, identity solutions, you have to have a registration. And that registration has to have information around what's a valid redirect. How do I get back to your application once the user's logged in and give you a token? You know, how do I make sure that the audience is correct so that it matches what we're going to request the token for, but also then when your app is actually validating the token, how do all those things line up?
And this is very consistent. No matter what identity provider you'll use, you need to create some kind of an application. On Azure AD, we call it app registration. Other providers might call it an application, but you need to show intent that you're going to use it. So as Matthew's saying here, it's easier for us to use Azure AD for this example because we own the end-to-end experience. We don't have to jump to Google, for example, to set up a new app. And sometimes they take time to get approved. I think like on Twitter, it takes like 2 days to get approved as a developer account. And once you do that, then you can do it. So if it's your first time doing social media accounts, you might get stumble across these things. Just so you're aware.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the nice things I think folks also don't necessarily know is that the Microsoft provider, the Microsoft Identity Platform is, you know, it supports both those enterprise accounts and personal accounts. So you actually see we have supported account types. I could bring in personal Microsoft accounts if I wanted or just restrict
that. Do we call them live accounts today or is it Microsoft accounts?
I don't think we say that anymore. I got also the work or school account versus personal account language sometimes you see. This is what I think is the most current. But what's nice is that it's all together. It's a single registration. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to, you know, split things up too much.
Yes.
And, you know, part of creating registrations, getting these IDs and these secrets and, you know, getting them set up. We're going to take care of all that in one go.
Love it.
So all we did was select the Microsoft provider. We're going to have it go. Now, because this is the first provider of the app, this is where we actually get into that filtering layer. It's going to ask us, hey, do you actually want to require, you know, authentication? You could say no, right? And just say, I have login capabilities. We actually have a set of endpoints. And if you just redirect the browser over to that or, you know, hit that, it'll go ahead and kick off the login flow for you.
I see.
And sometimes that's handy, right? If you have a landing page for your app.
Yeah, like the homepage is for everyone. And then if you need to go to other parts of the website, you need to prompt authentication.
Yeah, but if you're going to require authentication for those other parts of the site, that's where you might have to start bringing in some of your own code.
I see. Okay. Yes. Right.
And then, you know, when somebody's not authenticated, what do you want to do? And then classically, it's just you start going to the site and we're going to be redirecting you immediately into a login. But if you want to just return, you know, one of the, you know, error codes, yeah, then that's perfectly fine as well. So we only have this provider to redirect to, and Token Store is just kind of a implementation detail. You're almost never going to want to uncheck that. The one last thing is you can also set up permissions. And so this is where we're able to request things from the Microsoft Graph in terms of, hey, what kind of access do you want this application to have? And make sure that, you know, when I'm dealing with things like the Microsoft Graph, sometimes you'll see this referred to as scopes at different providers. Scope typically refers to more of the actual login time thing, but it represents a permission against some, you know, graph resource or API or something that you're going to talk to. So, you know, if I wanted to actually say, hey, view the email address for a user, what's going to happen is they'll have to do consent, right? So when I log in at the first time, they'll get a nice little screen that says, hey, can this application do this? And, you know, since we're talking about, you know, Microsoft provider and Azure AD, admins can just pre-consent certain things to different applications as well. So there, that's where you see this extra gesture. That's particularly important if you're doing application permissions. However, with this feature, we're really focused on delegated permissions from the user themselves.
And just to clarify, this is only for Graph. I can't bring my APIs here for permissions. Is that correct?
You can, just not through this create experience. Once we've created the registration, you can add literally any API that's modeled in Azure AD.
Love it. Okay.
So in this case, I just went ahead and we're going to just skip that. You know, go with our basic registration. So quite literally, I haven't done anything other than show you the experience. We selected the provider. We're going to go ahead and hit add.
Okay.
So this is going to go ahead and set everything up with our registration and then plug it in. So you see we had an ID set. There was also a secret that's persisted back there.
We don't have access to that secret, right?
We do. It's stored as environment variable, so part of your application settings under configuration.
Ooh, I see.
If I actually drill in, we have a link to, this is the registration as it exists in Azure AD.
Okay.
So there's nothing, you know, happening here other than you know, just wiring everything up. If we drill in, we'll see an authentication, like there's a redirect, there's the secret assigned. So this, you know, getting back to the application I created. And then, as you mentioned, I might want to actually request permissions to other things. I could come in and do that at any point.
Okay.
So you have full flexibility there, but we've given you the nice easy path. And so now this site can't be accessed by anybody without logging in.
So I remember in the previous experience, you would set it up, but you also had to configure it on this page, like all the identity providers, you would have to say switch on, right? So not only configure, but switch on. This is now already being done for us, correct?
No, so we've streamlined that. You know, as you saw when we created that first provider, we were immediately prompted with, hey, do you want to do this? Because it's surprisingly easy to you know, forget some of those details when you're going through. You
I've
know,
done it.
It's the victory of, hey, I've created the registration. I've got it working. Oh, I was able to redirect and log in. Oh, but I forgot to actually require the login, which was the entire point. So you can see that we are already good to go. So pretty quick experience. We've been able to just set that up. And again, this isn't the only way to do things, right? Azure AD will gladly walk you through setting up a registration and surface a lot of different options to you. You can take an ID and secret, plug it into your app and, you know, use a library like Microsoft Identity Web or, you know, MSOL, you know, to build your application doing that. This just makes it a little bit easier, especially, you know, if you really just need that sort of frontline authentication. So, and I'm realizing
I
only showed the one tab. So, you may not actually see this anymore. Whoops.
Oh, it's because you only have one tab.
Uh-huh. Yep, I only showed the one, but there's an easy way to solve this, which is I just need to...
Right. There you have it. Nice. There
we are. Yeah. So we've got, you know, permissions being accessed. And so by default, we had these in, but if I'd added any others, we would see that coming in. So I can go ahead and accept, you know, I didn't have to do a username password because, you know, I'm already logged in with against Microsoft things. And hey, look, it's a default .NET web app.
Yes, I can say that. That's amazing. So in like two steps, we're able to set up authentication using Azure Active Directory, the EasyAuth process took care, the new authentication process took care of everything for us, created the registration, and then we said that we want everyone to sign in before they access the website. So that's it. You flick the switch and you get authentication in a turnkey approach, which is brilliant. So if you are a .NET developer, you know, you get that, or you know, any developer.
It works really nicely with .NET in that we have that integration with Microsoft .Identity Web. So if you throw in that package and wire things up, you're off to the races. So we think that's a really nice experience. But yeah, honestly, we spent way more time just talking about it than actually doing it.
True.
And that's actually probably a good model for things, right? We can, you know, the level of conversation that we want people to be having is what should our app be doing, and you know, those types of things. And then everything else hopefully can just facilitate that as easily as possible.
So there you have it. If you want to start with authentication today, the easy way, EasyAuth, you can go to your web apps, you can go to your Azure Functions, and you can switch it on for your APIs, for your web apps, or for anything that needs to run on Functions, probably an API. But it's amazing to see how easy we've made it happen for developers. So thank you, Matthew, for coming today.
Absolutely.
It's been great to have a lap around the new capabilities. I love the new UI. This went GA, by the way, right? So it's we should be celebrating that.
Yeah, so that we had it in preview for a while as we were kind of working on the new UI, but you know, we desperately needed a lick of paint. It hadn't changed substantially in a long time, so we're excited that it's actually a lot easier.
Congrats on the GA. I'm looking forward to see all the new OpenID Connect capabilities that we'll add in there and the new features. So stay tuned. Make sure to follow Matthew on Twitter if you want to ask him any questions. And we'll see you next time.